Thank you for the opportunity and privilege to share the word of God with you this morning.
谢谢你们给我有这样的荣幸，可以在早晨与你们分享上帝的话语。
The text for today is found in the book of Colossians, chapter 1.
今天经文是在哥罗西书一章三到十四节。
Verses 3-14.
三到十四节。
Please stand for the reading of God's word.
请我们一同起立来读上帝的话语。请。我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父常常为你们祷告，因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心，是为那给你们存在天上的盼望。这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的，这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。正如你们从我所亲爱一同做仆人的以巴弗所学的，他为我们做了基督中心的执事，也把你们因圣灵所存的爱心告诉了我们。因此，我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神，照他荣耀的全能得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容，又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。他救了我们脱离黑暗权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
The word of the Lord. Let's pray.
这是上帝的话语，让我们一起来祷告。
Father God, we thank you for your word this morning.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐下你宝贵的话语。
Lord, thank you for the privilege we have to worship you.
我们向你献上感谢，我们有这样的特权可以一同来敬拜你。
I pray that our worship will be pleasing to you.
我为着我们今天的敬拜能够讨你的喜悦来祷告。
And as your word goes out among us this morning,
当你的话语在今晨来传遍在我们当中
，May you use it to accomplish your purpose.
你用你的话语来完成你的旨意。
In your name we pray, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告 ，Amen.
You may be seated.
弟兄姐妹请坐。
This is my first visit to Taiwan.
这是我第一次来到台湾。
I'm so grateful for this opportunity to worship with you, my brothers and sisters.
我非常的感恩可以和我的弟兄姐妹们一同来敬拜。
Like Paul says in his letter to the church.
正如保罗给哥罗西教会的书信里面所说
，We thank God for you，
我们感谢神
，because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus，
因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心
，and we have heard of your love for all the saints，
并向众圣徒的爱心。
Ever since I was a child, I've heard about the Lutheran Brethren Church in Taiwan。
我听过台湾的中华基督教信义会一些消息
，I've heard of your faith，
我也听见你们的信心。
I've heard of your love for each other.
我也听见你们对彼此的爱。
And I've heard of your love for God's people.
还有对神子民的爱。
And I've heard of your desire as a church to be a church sent out into the world.
我也听见你们盼望为了福音的缘故可以成为一个差派人进入世界的教会。
And as we reflect on this passage,
当我们一同来思想这段经文。
As we reflect on the unity we share in Christ,
当我们思想我们同为基督徒的合一。
As we reflect on our church,
当我们思想我们的教会
the church of the Lutheran Brethren around the world,
思想世界各地的信义会教会
I'm encouraged and excited to see what God is doing.
我实在被上帝透过你们所要做的工作而兴奋，感到兴奋。
Look at verse 5 again.
让我们一起来看第五节。
All over the world, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the first day you heard it.
这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。
Church, the gospel is indeed bearing fruit.
弟兄姐妹，这福音的的确确正在结果。
As a missionary in Chad, Africa, I've been privileged to witness the power of the gospel.
身为在非洲查德的宣教士，我何等有幸能见证福音的大能运行在那些未曾听闻福音的地方。
The power of the gospel going forth in places where it has never been heard before.
这些地方是从来没有听闻福音的地方。
And God is doing this through you, through your church, through our church.
上帝也同样正透过新会的教会在工作，我们的教会。
In February this year, I was in Africa.
今年二月我在非洲。
One day I was visiting a village that had received a water well through a ministry we call Living Waters.
有一天我去拜访一个刚刚透过我们在那里活水事工得到水井的村庄。
Chad is a very poor and underdeveloped country.
查德是一个非常贫穷、低度开发的国家。
Nearly half the population don't have access to good drinking water.
有接近一半的人口无法取得干净的饮用水。
The average Chadian woman walks 3.5 kilometers a day just to fetch water.
查德的富人们，他们每日平均需要走 5 kilometers. Okay, 3.5 to 5 kilometers的距离去为家人取水。
Often the water is from an unclean source like a river.
水都是从不干净的水源取得的。
And so we help by installing water wells.
所以我们就在帮助他们建立水井。
Our purpose is not only to relieve the physical thirst of the people.
我们的目的不单是要解决他们身体上的饥渴，
but also their spiritual thirst.
更是要解决他们心灵属灵的干渴。
Chad is a country where most all of the people are Muslim.
查德是一个以穆斯林为主的国家。
And many of them have never heard the gospel before.
大部分的人从来没有听过福音。
Through these water wells, we're able to share the gospel.
透过这些水井，我们有机会和他们分享福音。
This was not the first time I was in this community.
这不是我第一次拜访这村庄。
I had been there before, and they had served me water in a bowl that was so dirty I couldn't see the bottom of the bowl when I was drinking it.
我曾经去过那里，当时他们请我喝的饮用水就是从河里取来的水，那碗水脏到我看不到底。
So our church put in a well.
所以我们就放了，就设置了一个水井。
Now I was visiting again.
如今我再次的去拜访他们。
I was sitting together with the chief and the elders of the village.
我和村庄的酋长还有长老们同坐。
We were drinking water from the new well.
我们一起喝着新水井打出来的水。
And the chief looked at me and he said this.
这酋长就对我说
：“Thank you for this well.
谢谢你送我的这口井。
There is nothing on earth as good as clean water.
这世界上没有什么比干净的水更好了。
In the conversation that followed, I shared the gospel.
我接着他的话开始分享福音。
I shared the story about Jesus and the woman at the well from John chapter 4.
我分享约翰福音第四章那边所提到耶稣和妇人在水井旁的故事。
Jesus tells the woman, whoever drinks the water from this well will have to come back because they will be thirsty again.
耶稣对妇人说，凡喝这物质的水井里的水的人还会再渴，他们需要再回到这水井来喝水。
But whoever drinks the water that I provide will never thirst again.
但是喝我所提供，就是耶稣所提供水的人，却永远不再渴。
They will be eternally satisfied because the water I provide is like a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
他们会得到永远的满足，因为我就是耶稣所提供的水是涌泉，会直涌到永生。
And I talked to those Muslim men about what that means.
我和这些人分享这个故事的含义。
That by believing in the message of Jesus Christ,
借着耶稣基督的信息。
And the salvation that He alone offers,
和只有能够提供的他能够提供的救恩
，that they can be assured of salvation.
他们可以有得救的确据。
The men I were talking to were Muslim.
和我说话的这些人是穆斯林。
They follow the religion of Islam that teaches them that God might have mercy on them if they are good enough.
他们所信从的伊斯兰教教导他们，若是他们能够够顺服伊斯兰律法，或许阿拉会怜悯他们。
If they are obedient enough to the law of Islam, maybe Allah will have mercy on them.
若是他们能够 足够的顺服以色列律法，或许阿拉会怜悯他们。
The message of Jesus and his offer of living water is big news to a Muslim.
耶稣的信息和他提供的活水对穆斯林而言是个大消息。
And it is big news for all of us.
对我们所有人来说也是一个大消息。
We're not saved by our work.
我们不是借着我们的好行为来得救。
We're saved because of God's grace.
我们是因着上帝的恩典而得救。
This is salvation by grace alone.
这是唯独恩典的救恩。
Through faith alone.
唯独借着信。
In Christ alone.
唯独在基督里。
And this is the message that I shared with those men that day.
这也是那一天我和他们分享的信息。
As we got up to leave the village, the chief looked at me and he said this.
当我们起身要离开村庄的时候，酋长看着我，对我这样说。
Thank you for the well.
谢谢你们的水井。
Its water is delicious.
水井的水真的太甜美了。
But the words of Jesus that you have shared today are more delicious than that water.
但是更谢谢你和我们分享耶稣的话，那比水还要甜美。
And he asked me a question. He said, "When are you coming back?"
于是他就问我一个问题：你们何时会再回来？
Because we want to hear more.
因为我们还想要听到更多。
These are Muslims.
这是一个穆斯林呢。
This is a chief.
他是一位酋长。
Do you think we should go back and share more?
你们觉得我们应该回去分享更多的吗？
Yes.
是的。
And we will.
我们当然应该要去。
Church, as the text says, the gospel is going out into the world.
弟兄姐妹，正如经文所说，福音正传到普天下。
And it's having its way just as it has with you.
畅行无阻，正如福音在你们中间畅行无阻一样。
God is using you.
上帝正要使用你们。
God is calling you.
呼召你们。
To be a church.
成为教会。
To be a people through whom the gospel goes out.
成为一群子民，把耶稣的福音传到天下去。
God calls us to go to all nations.
上帝也呼召我们去到万邦当中传递美好的信息。
To go to all nations with this message of hope.
去到万邦中传递那盼望的信息。
And that's what we intend to do. Praise God.
这也是我们想要做的，赞美神。
Let me read verses 9 and 10.
让我们再一起读第九、第十节，请。因此，我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求。愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
What does it mean to live a life worthy of the Lord?
什么叫做行事为人对得起主？
What does it mean to please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work?
什么叫做凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子呢？
Can we really please God in every way?
我们真的有可能在凡事上讨主的喜悦吗？
In and of ourselves, no, we are sinful people.
在我们里面是不可能的，我们是一群罪人。
The Bible tells us that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
圣经告诉我们，我们都犯了罪，亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
James 2:10 says that.If we keep the whole law, but yet stumble at just one point, we're guilty of breaking all of it.
雅各书二章十节告诉我们，人就算是遵守全律法，只在一条上跌倒，也算是犯了全律法。
The message of Christ to us and to all people,
基督信息要告诉我们和全世界
is that yes, we are sinful people.
没错，我们是罪人。
And we can do nothing of ourselves to please God.
我们没有办法靠着自己赚取上帝的垂爱。
But God loves us so much that He sent Jesus to die for us.
但是上帝爱我们到一个地步，他赐下他的独生子耶稣为我们死。
As punishment for our sin.
代替我们受惩罚，为我们的罪而死。
And Jesus rose again from the dead, proclaiming victory over sin and death.
并且耶稣从死里复活，向罪与死夸胜。
And this is for all who believe.
这胜利是给每一个相信的人。
And this is what enables us to live worthy lives and do good works.
这也是使我们能够与蒙的恩相称的生命可以行出善行来。
It is God who makes us worthy.
是上帝使我们配得。
It is God who bears fruit through us.
是上帝借着我们的工作结出果子。
What drives us in our desire to share the gospel with people in a place like Chad is that they are people living in darkness.
是什么驱使我们内心渴望要分享福音给非洲茶的人们呢？是因为他们活在黑暗之中。
They are spiritually deceived.
因为他们灵里被欺骗。
You all know people in your communities and your families that are spiritually deceived.
可能在你的家人，在你的社区里头，他们也都是在灵里被欺骗、被蒙蔽的。
The Muslims in Chad are desperately hoping that God might have mercy on them if they are good enough.
穆斯林他们其渴望真神或许能够因为他们做得够好，能够怜悯他们。
But nobody is telling them about the grace and love of God.
但是从来没有人告诉他们，上帝所赐的恩典是白白的。
What about you?
你会用什么样的方式和他们分享福音呢？
What might you do to share the gospel with them?
你们会如何来分享福音呢？
Look at verse 11 and 12.
让我们一同来看十一十二节，请。
Can you read?
Okay. 照他荣耀的全能，得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容，又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
Do you ever feel that you are not strong enough?
你曾经感觉到自己不够强壮吗？
Do you ever feel that you are not good enough?
你觉得你曾经感觉到你自己不够好吗？
Or not qualified enough to be valued by God?
或者你不够资格被神所重视呢？
I feel like that sometimes.
我有时候会有这种感觉。
The good news here is that it is God himself who qualifies us.
好消息是上帝他自己认可我们。
It is God who strengthens us to be his children.
是上帝他坚固我们成为他的孩子。
Not because we deserve it.
不是因为我们配得。
Not because we have earned the qualification.
不是因为我们赚取了足够的资格。
But rather because Jesus has qualified us.
而是单单是因为上帝我们的主亲自认可我们。
Friends, if you believe that Jesus is your Savior, you are a new creation.
朋友们，如果你相信主耶稣是你的救主，你就是新造的人。
You are God's child, and He loves you.
你是上帝的孩子，他爱你。
It is not dependent on how good you are.
这份爱跟你有多好没有关系。
It is not dependent on how productive you are.
他爱你也不是因为你多有生产力。
His love for you is in the fact that He has created you and He has loved you.
他爱你是基于他创造你爱你的事实。
So much that He sent Jesus to take on your sin.
甚至差遣他独生子耶稣承受你的罪。
And this is the message we share in mission.
这个是我们在宣教当中所传分享的福音。
It's all about what God has done for us, not what we have done for God.
这是关于上帝为我们做了什么，而不是我们为上帝做了什么。
Let's read verse 13.
让我们一起来读第十三节，请。他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。我们第十四节，我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
Thank you. God has rescued us from darkness.
神已经将我们从黑暗里拯救出来。
Through the cross, He has forgiven us and given us favor with God.
接着十字架，他赦免了我们，并且给予我们上帝的恩宠。
The world needs to hear this message.
这世界需要听到这样的信息。
Jesus' last words before he ascended into heaven, as recorded in Mark 16:15.
耶稣升天前最后的话记载在马可福音的十六章十五节。
Was a command to go into all the world and preach to all creation.
他发出命令，要我们进入世界全地，宣扬福音给一切受造之物。
How is the church doing at that?
而我们做得如何呢？
Did you know that nearly a third of the world's population do not have access to the gospel?
你知道全世界有将近三分之一的人完全没有机会听闻福音吗？
Over 2 billion people in the world do not hear the gospel.
全世界有超过20亿的人口是福音未得之名。
This means that they don't have a church that they can go to in the context of their own language and culture to hear the gospel.
这意味着他们周围没有任何属于他们的语言和文化的教会可以去。
This means that they don't have a Christian friend through whom they can hear the good news.
这意味着他们没有任何基督的朋友可以和他们分享福音。
This means that they don't have a Bible available to them in their language to read the gospel.
这意味着他们没有办法取得一本圣经去了解福音。
Over 40,000 people die every day and they've never heard about the gospel.
每一天有四万人口死去，他们从来没有听过福音。
Every day.
每一天。
These are the people in the world that the Bible talks about in Romans 10, 14, and 15.
这些就是罗马书十章十四到十五节所描述的那群人。
How are they going to call on the one they've not believed in?
然而人未曾信他，怎么能求他呢？
How can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard?
未曾听见他，怎么能信他呢？
And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
没有传道的，怎能听见呢？
And how can they preach unless they are sent?
如果没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？
In verse 17 of the same chapter, we are told that faith comes through hearing the message of Christ.
在第十七节这边说，这可见信道是听到从听到基督的话而来。
Do we believe that?
我们是否真的相信这些话语呢？
You are probably here this morning because you have heard about Jesus.
你今天在这里，可能因为你曾经听过耶稣。
Maybe through a friend.
或许透过你的朋友
Maybe through a pastor,
或许透过你的牧师
Maybe through a family member,
或许透过你的家人
But you have heard about Jesus.
但你已经听过了耶稣
And God has created faith in you.
上帝已经在里面建立了信心
But what about the 2 billion people in the world who live and die and they never hear?
但是关于那些二十亿的人口他们这样子死去他们该怎么办呢
And they will not hear unless the church is faithful to go to them.
他们永远不会听见福音，如果教会没有走进到他们当中
，to enter their world，
进入他们的世界里
，to learn their language，
学习他们的语言
，to share Jesus with them，
和他们分享耶稣。
I have a friend in Chad named Mohammed。
我有个查德朋友，他的名字是穆罕默德 ，Mohammed。
He was a Muslim。
他是一个穆斯林。
He was very devout。
他非常的虔诚。
He had memorized the whole Quran, the holy book of Islam, which is like memorizing the whole New Testament.
他能背诵整本的可兰经，伊斯兰的圣书，就像是能背诵整卷圣经一样。
But then he heard the gospel.
但是后来他听到了福音。
He heard the message of Jesus.
他听见了耶稣基督的信息。
We studied the Bible together.
我们一起研读圣经。
The word of God worked in him.
上帝的话动工了。
And Muhammad came to faith and was baptized.
于是穆罕默德他信主也受洗了
and is now following Jesus.
现在他是耶稣的门徒
But it's not easy for him.
但对他来讲并不是件容易的事
During my last visit to Chad, I was visiting with him.
在上一次我拜访查德的时候我去探望他
And we were sitting on a mat and we were drinking Coca-Cola.
我们坐在毯子上一起喝可口可乐
Do you know that 96% of the world has access to Coca-Cola?
你知道这世界上有96%的人他们可以喝到
You know the most well-known word in the world is Coca-Cola?
你知道这世界上最有名的就是可口可乐吗
If only it could be Jesus. I wish it was Jesus instead.
我希望耶稣也是如此。
So anyway, we were talking about his faith journey.
不管怎么样我们就是开始跟他聊起他的信仰之旅。
We were talking about our mission work in Chad among his people.
我们在聊着他在查德中宣教施工这些关于他同胞的事
at me and he said, Don't give up on my people.
他看着我对我说不要放弃我的同胞
He then looked at his Coca-Cola bottle and he said, The gospel in Chad is like Coca-Cola.
然后他就看着可口可乐瓶子说福音在查德就像是这瓶可口可乐
And I didn't know what he meant.
我不知道他在说什么
So I asked him.
所以于是我就问他
He explained to me that it was not long ago that Coca-Cola was not known in Chad.
他就跟我说啊，其实，在查德不久之前才知道可口可乐。
And he was suspicious when he first saw it. He thought it was poisonous.
刚可口可乐出现的时候，他们非常对他非常质疑，甚至怀疑它是毒药。
But when a friend of his that he trusted told him to have a taste, he tasted it.
但是有一个他很能够信任的朋友和他分享可乐，他尝了一口。
And he says now he loves Coca-Cola. He can't get enough of it.
现在他爱上了可口可乐，他不能没有它。
But he would have never discovered it if his friend who he trusted had not offered it to him.
但是如果没有一个他能够信得过的朋友和他分享可口可乐，他永远没有机会尝到。
The gospel is like Coca-Cola, he said.
福音就像可口可乐，他这么说。
He said, "Don't give up on my people."
他说别放弃我的同胞。
Keep building a relationship of trust with them.
继续和他们建立信任的关系。
Keep offering them the gospel.
继续和他们分享福音。
It might take some time, but eventually they will taste the gospel and see that it is good.
这或许需要花些时间，但最终他们会尝到福音真的是多么美好。
Friends, in closing, reflect again on this text.
朋友们，在结束之前，请我们再次来思想这段经文。
God has rescued us from darkness.
上帝已经拯救了我们脱离黑暗
and brought us into a kingdom of light.
让我们进入光明的国度
And Jesus Christ asks us, he commands us
耶稣基督邀请我们也命令我们
to seek out those who are still in darkness
去寻找那些仍然活在黑暗之中的人们
and point them the way to the light,
为他们指引耶稣的道路迎向世界之光
Church, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing through the whole world.
弟兄姐妹，福音正结果，并在普世成长。
Just as it has with you,
正如福音传到你们当中那一天开始。
Since the day you heard it,
你们听见那一天开始。
You are a people in a church with purpose.
你们是身负使命的一群子民和教会。
To share the gospel not only in these four walls,
不单是在这四面墙壁里面分享福音
，but outside of them,
更是在这墙壁之外的人。
To your families,
到你的家人当中
to your community,
到你的社区里面
to your nation,
到你的国家
and to all nations.
到全世界
May God greatly bless you as a church sent into the world.
愿神大大的赐福你们成为一个被差派进入世界的教会
Amen.
Amen.